Chapter 5. The Life-Giving Trio. Jonathan Edwards wrote, "Love is our primary affection, the fountain of all other heart experiences." We were still married, legally, bound by conviction of conscience, morally, sharing the same roof, separately. I'd almost stopped pleading with God to change my husband. Leroy only seemed to grow darker and increasingly distant the more I pulled on him for love. I decided instead to pour my heart into my children, friends, and ministry. We settled into separate worlds. It was less painful that way. Before I take you into the deepest place of our pain, let me answer a few questions people ask when we share our story. We're often asked how we can be so transparent about our marital struggles. A few years ago, my mom and I listened together as this story was aired on the radio. At the end of the program, she asked me if I wasn't a little embarrassed or concerned what people would think of us after hearing it. My answer to those who question why we tell our story is, how can we not? God has been so merciful and gracious in redeeming our marriage. He's given us such joy and rewarded us with the most intimate and pleasurable unity. How could we not praise Him by sharing with others His great work? But also, why would we not reach out to offer help and hope to others who are suffering in places of dark despair as we once were? People question why or how we remained in ministry while our marriage was in shambles. First, let me say that only by God's grace, neither of us was involved in immorality or emotional affairs. As we've counseled other couples through the years, we've discovered that the destructive pattern of relating to each other that we practiced is fairly common, and sadly, we found that includes many in ministry.